Now, Sun Rising, the songs that made Memphis. It's a stunning new show that's paying tribute to a lot of the early artists of the Sun Records era, Sam Phillips, and, you know, it's all people like Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins. The list just goes on and on. The Big O was a part of that as well, you know. So, well, there he is, Speak of the Devil.
Tiptoes to my room every night.
It's coming up May 1 at the Capitol, and Dave Cosmer, who's one of the band members, singers and men behind the show, is with us on the program this morning. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going? Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So tell me, what was the germination for this? What brought it about?
A pretty big love for that genre of music, early 50s. I'm a pretty big Elvis fan, and I've got a good friend of mine, Damon Smith, who's a co-writer of the show. He's a big Jerry Lee Lewis fan. And we're kind of looking for a little bit of an artistic outlet from our original music to do something, and we thought we'd put this show together, which you reeled off the names there, and the man at the top of the tree, a man by the name of Sam Phillips, who discovered all those incredible artists in a very short period in the early 50s, we thought it's a story that needs to be told. It's a story that's not well known enough, I guess. And, people love it. We love doing it.
So tell me, the gig, is it purely a performance? Is it a show? How do you describe it?
Look, it's a two-hour show that's predominantly music, and We roll it sort of chronologically, I guess. We start from the inception of the studio, which happened in 1950, and it goes for 2 hours. And there's a lot of narration. When I say a lot of narration, there's just, I guess, the explaining of how a particular artist came to be at that studio. There are some wonderful little stories behind how some artists came to be there, some of the stories behind the songs. But essentially, it's, as I say, it's a two-hour show containing music and narration, and it's spread out chronologically from about 1950 to about 1956, I guess. And we cover off basically all the debut singles and all the debut releases of the artists that you mentioned earlier on.
Wow. You have to have a fair few songs too, because not a lot of them went 7 minutes extended mix, did they? They were all short songs.
No, they were pretty tight on the old 2 minute song back in 1950. Let me tell you, so we're able to cram in about there's on any given night we do between 30 and 35 songs, so it's jam packed. There's a little intermission in there, and I've got to say that the common feedback from people is how amazed they are at the stories. They just didn't know that story existed. And as you know, as you mentioned, everyone's heard of Elvis and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins and B.B. King and Roy Orbison. Everyone's heard of these guys, but when you actually realise they come from one little studio in Memphis, Tennessee, in a very short, period of time, it's quite an incredible story.
Yeah, and particularly, I guess, that from a real top-line perspective, just people in popular culture, Sam Phillips was sort of forgotten for a long time as well.
Oh, look, that's beautifully put. I think that's a real shame. I think that he's as important as some of the greatest inventors of our time. I mean, to think how influential and how much a lot of those artists change the landscape of popular music. I mean, it's rare that you'd go too long listening to the radio without hearing at least one of those artists pop up. And to have so many to have come from the one studio discovered by the one individual, it's quite an incredible story. But we're very happy that we're able to celebrate it and keep his memory alive and tell that story.
So out of all the artists, out of all the songs, you said you're a pretty big Elvis fan. Do you have a particular favourite song?
Yeah, look, Elvis recorded, he had about five releases of Sun Records before he left to go to RCA, and as we all know, he became a little bit more famous.
Just a wee bit, yep.
Yeah, just a wee bit, but that early period, look, he recorded some, it's my favourite Elvis time, because he was so unbridled and so raw and so green, I guess. Baby Let's Play House is a real favourite of mine. Which is a song actually that was recorded and covered by Australia's Lonnie Lee some years later. But yeah, Baby Let's Play House is a real favourite of mine, and I'm a big fan of Blue Moon in Kentucky. And, I can't get away from the classic Johnny Cash songs, which all the ones that he's famous for, he pretty much recorded there at Sun Records. So that was an incredible legacy that he left behind there too.
I'm just about out of time, but yeah, but you know, like I have discovered so many things by going back, like "Get Rhythm" by Ry Cooder. Absolutely love that song, and then of course discovered that Johnny Cash did it back in the Sun days.
Absolutely,
yeah, it's fantastic.
Absolutely,
yeah. Oh, I'm a nerd, mate. I'm going to have to be there. There's no question about
that. Oh, look, I look forward to seeing you there. Come and say hi.
I will indeed. Wish we could talk longer, Dave, but it is on May 1st. Tickets through GoTix. And, yeah, check it out, gotix.com.au. And we wish you every success with it, mate.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Have a great day, and I appreciate you having a chat this morning.
Pleasure. Sun Rising, the songs that made Memphis. What a great concert that is going to be.